Back inside the house, Megan kept muttering to herself as she walked past her sister Melissa's room. Melissa was talking to someone, but Megan knew that she did not have a friend over. She peeked in the door and saw Melissa playing with the Mrs. Peppertoes doll she had gotten for her birthday. The doll's head was shaped like a red pepper. She had little hot chili peppers for toes. The child filled in the missing features: funny eyes, nose, teeth, ears, arms, and silly hats. Melissa loved that toy and played with it often. "Hey, Melissa," said Megan. "How's Mrs. Peppertoes today?" "She's great," said Melissa. "Look how pretty she looks." Megan looked at Mrs. Peppertoes. She was not pretty. First of all, she was wearing a funny hat. She also had big eyes and a teeny tiny nose. She had funny sharp pointy teeth and long skinny arms.
Beautiful,
said Megan cautiously. Megan thought that Mrs. Peppertoes didn't look too happy, but decided that was silly. She was, after all, just a toy. "What are you going to grow for the garden show this summer?" asked Melissa. "I haven't decided yet," said Megan. She looked at Mrs. Peppertoes again and saw that Melissa had just put pointy green elf shoes on her chili pepper toes. "Hey, I just had a funny thought," said Megan. "Wouldn't it be great to be able to grow more Mrs. Peppertoes dolls?"
"Grow them?
Nah," said Melissa. "People can just buy them at a store. And that's silly, because you can't grow toys." Megan wondered when Melissa had lost her sense of imagination. After all, she was only 5 years old.
"You're right, Melissa," said Megan. "It was silly."
As Megan turned to leave, she could swear she saw Mrs. Peppertoes wink at her.